I want to share a Torah today, a Torah that personally I think about a lot. It's a Torah that, on a personal level, gives me a lot of chizuk. The MS is it's a Torah at the same time I cheshbon whether to share it, because I've shared it many times over the years. But I don't believe ever at this slot. I'm going to add some other things as well. And MSS is worth the chazara, even if you've heard it from me. I know for myself, it's worth myself going through it again. And a few of my Talmidim who have shared it with in the past brought it up with me, that they remembered it from previous years as they were going through this last week's Sedra. And the Torah that has given them chizik, so I feel it's important to share again. Famous question on this past week's parasha. There's so many answers. Past week's parasha of the most emotional parashas in Kol HaTorah Kula. My Bobby, my mother's mother, who was Nefteres a few years ago. Every Shabbos parashas Vayigash would always tell me prior how excited she was. That was her favorite parasha. And any of us who were paying attention to the laning, who was Marvis Sedra, even though we know the storyline and we know the ending, each time it's just as emotional. As Yosef HaTzadik reveals himself to his brothers, and Yosef out of Eichai, as Yosef and Yaakov Avinu after 22 years are reunited. And at that moment, when Yosef and Yaakov are reunited, we would assume there would be many tears and hugging and kissing. Some of my Talmidim recently showed me a video clip, a very heartwarming video clip of soldiers coming home from being out on behalf of America in Iraq, in different places, wherever it might have been, coming home, many of them surprising their families, away for over a year, not seeing their children for a very long time, and showing the scenes, many of them being surprises. Many of them were connected to sporting events. It was something done by ESPN, I believe. And the amazing emotions, the embracing of children and parents, the tears flowing. And I watched that thinking of what should have been. But the moment that Yaakov Avinu and his son, Yosef HaTzadik, were reunited after 22 years. And when we open up the Chumash, when we open up a Chumash in Parshas Vayigash, Perek Memvav, Pasuk Chavtas, it's exactly what we find from Yosef's side. Vayeser Yosef Merkavto, Yosef went down from his chariot, Vayalikros Yisrael, Aviv Goshna, and he went to greet his father. Vayere Lov, and he saw him, Vayipal Al Tavarov, and he fell on his neck. And he cried on his neck. So we find exactly what Yosef HaTzadik should be doing. And seemingly he was kissing him. And he was hugging him. And he was crying. With tremendous tears of emotion. Tears of joy, perhaps. But we don't find anything like this on the side of Yaakov Avinu. And the famous Rashi tells us from Chazal that we only find it one-sided, the Lashon Yachid. Why? Because Yaakov Shoyakoye Shema. At that very moment, Yaakov was what? Reciting Shema. You all know this, one of the more famous Chazals throughout the Torah. And the obvious question, I think most mefursim in the Maral, is couldn't Yaakov Avinu have found a better time to say Shema? Yaakov Avinu, this is your son. You haven't seen him in 22 years. You've been mourning that for 22 years. Vayimoyin lisnachem. You've refused to be comforted. Which we know is a simon deep down that Yosef was still alive, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a special matana, a nechama, which Yaakov Avinu never had, because Yosef was there the whole time, so he was deep, unconsciously yearning for this reunion. And at that moment, you choose at that very moment to say Kriya Shema. Very, very strange, right? Like Yaakov Avinu, be a little normal. What's going on here? The Maharal has a few beautiful answers that maybe some of you have seen. And others talk about this. The Znaim L'Torah of Zalman Saratskin, he also has a few different suggestions. The one that I was talking about at the beginning, that is a Torah I try to live with, we'll get to. First, I want to introduce one other answer. Of how it could be that Yaakov Avinu at this very moment is saying Shema. There's a story of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Godel Ador of the previous generation, had the Schust of a Kesher with his son Rav Binyamin, Shev Gezunt. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he grew up in Europe and eventually came to America. When he came to America at some point, I don't know who they were, but people offered him ice cream at some point. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky refused. He said, no thanks, but no thanks. And they said, Rebbe, it's kosher, it's delicious. You see, they didn't have ice cream in Europe. At least they didn't have kosher ice cream in Europe. And they're trying to tell him how delicious it is, and he'd enjoy it. They offer him ice cream. And he says the following, he says, I can't and I don't want to take the ice cream, not because I don't believe you that it's kosher, not because I don't believe you it's delicious. I don't want to create a new temptation, a new taiva for myself. Until I taste the ice cream that first time, I don't know what I'm missing. I don't have a taiva for it. You can't have a taiva for something you've never tasted. I don't want to create a new taiva. Eating ice cream, last time I checked, is completely mutter. There's nothing wrong with it. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, on his level, was not just trying in his life to stay away from taivas that are asur, but trying as well to stay away from taivas that are mutter. A mutter taiva as well. Even if it's allowed, even if it's okay. I don't want to give myself over to taivas shel heter. And I think it's explained very beautifully in the Orcha Sadikim. You open up an Archa Sadiqim in Shar Tshuva. So there he goes through a list of Madregos of Tshuva. And if you look in the Archa Sadiqim, in the Madregos of Tshuva towards the beginning, in Hachi, the ninth one. So he said the ninth one is Shviras, I'm going to read it to you. Shviras HaTaiva. To break our temptations. Yosim Alibo. We have to put into our heart and think about Ki hataiva mekalkelet kol amaisim. Our taivas, our temptations, destroy all of our actions. V'yifrosh, and we have to separate min amotaros, afilu b'davar mutterlo. We have to separate and refrain even from taiva that is mutter. Rak l'soiva nafshu l'kaim gufo. We should only be involved in that which is necessary to satiate one's soul and to allow our guf to live, v'chein l'inin isha, and so too should be when it comes to our relationship with women, and even with a wife. A wife is not a heter taiva. When there's ava, there's love, which leads to a beautiful physical relationship. That's beautiful. It's a mitzvah, but it's not taiva. We even taiva shel heter, we have to stay away from. He goes, man, shodim hoylich achar a taiva, and why? Why? What's wrong with a taiva that's mutter? What's wrong with indulging in ice cream? What's wrong with enjoying steak every single night? What's wrong with living a luxurious lifestyle in every way? Is there anything wrong with that? I learn, I daven. So the Orchazigim says, he goes, man, shodim hoylich achar a taiva. The whole time that a person goes after taiva, nimshach achar toldos haguf, you're being pulled through that which is satiating for the guf. You're becoming a physical person. You're focusing on your physical self, on your guf, and therefore v'yisrachik miderech hanefesh amaskelas, and you're distancing yourself from the soul of intellect. You're becoming a gashmiistic person, not a ruchmiistic person. You're becoming someone who focuses on their guf, not someone who focuses on their neshama. And he goes on, "Mine ataiva nesu'a b'leiv adam, yishorish kol ha'pulos, l'chein yimaher l'takin ataiva." Kvar Rachnu L'El. Taiva is the source of all action. It's obviously negative. We have to be distanced from it. V'yesh b'shvirus ha'taiva t'el is gedola. And if we're able to destroy taiva, temptations, even in ways that are mutter, it has a tremendous toeles. Ki b'zeh yigale shalibo tov v'yashar. We could reveal that our heart is in the right place. Ki u'moeis ha'teva shagarm lo achet. And you becomes that it's disgusting to you, anything that causes you to sin, anything that even could slightly bring you to that. V'aporeish afilu min ha'mutter. And someone who separates that which is even mutter, who geder gadol shol yigab iser. There's no greater gadol than geder, no greater fence that you won't come to something that's aser. Klomar hein afilu b'mutter lo amale tavasi. I won't fulfill and satiate my taivas even in yonei mutter, in yonei heter. V'ich eshlach yadib iser. Then vada, how could I put my hand into something that's aser? At Mamish yesterday, often, unfortunately, a Talmud came over to me, a younger Talmud, who's struggling binyanei taiva, struggling binyanei shmir senayim. And yesterday, often is different. We didn't have it wasn't a time when we could have a long conversation about it and get to the psychology behind it and explain how terrible it is. It was a quick discussion, and what I suggested very quickly, just a quick practical aid I discussed, is to start with binyanei taiva shel heter. I said, when you eat, are you overindulging? Are you always mamish running to your taivas of achila? Maybe it's a good idea to start there, a little self-control. We don't have to always finish every drop on our plate. You don't have to always finish every drop on the plate. And anytime you see something that tastes delicious, run after to eat the whole thing. We have to start learning self-control, even binyanei heter, and that will go a far way in binyanei iser as well. And that was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and that's what the Orcha Sadikim is teaching us. And maybe as well, the Znaim L'Torah of Zalman Tzaratzkin suggests was exactly what Yaakov Avinu was doing when he was saying Kriya Shema at that very moment. You see, Yaakov Avinu, at the moment when he was faced with Yosef HaTzadik after 22 years, had of the greatest taivas of his life. What was his taiva at that moment? It was vada taiva shel heter. But it was a taiva to hug his son, a taiva to kiss his son. Was that mutter 100%? Was it appropriate 100%? But we have to now put ourselves in the shoes of Yaakov Avinu to some degree. Yaakov Avinu is a tzaddik yisoid olam. Yaakov Avinu, his whole life, is trying to the best of his ability to defeat any level of taiva, any level of temptation. He's trying to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways. At this moment, he had a taiva, albeit shel heter. He says, even that taiva, for me on his level, I can't give in to. And Vada, don't get me wrong, he's going to hug his son and kiss his son. The love you have to show his son. But to show that it's not out of taiva, and to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always comes first, he's paused for a moment, and he says, first and foremost, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is everything. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. I love you, Hashem, with all my heart and all my soul. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. After I say I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're first and foremost, then I can go and kiss my son and hug my son. It's not just taiva, it's the right thing to do. I haven't seen my son in 22 years. But it was a way of working on even taiva shel heter. That's what Zalman Tzaratzkin suggests. And the big mussar to each and every one of us. How taiva, temptation, physical pleasure pulls us and makes us a physical being and disconnects us from our spirituality, from our ruchnias. It doesn't allow us to daven in the same way. It doesn't allow us to learn in the same way. When we're so indulged, even taiva shel heter. And we have to, a little bit, start disconnecting. By the way, it's interesting. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, who we're learning this from, comes from the Shorish of Akev, we know. Because he was holding the Akev of Esav, right? Akev are Oisios, Rashi Tevos, Kadesh, Atmecha, B'mutter. We know there's a mitzvah, as explained by the Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu, Kadesh, Atmecha, B'mutter. That you have to make yourself, B'mutter lach, right? That we have to make ourselves holy, even areas that are mutter. In the way that we eat, in the way that we conduct our daily lives. And not just because it's mutter, so I'm going to do it. Yes, the Sunday, it's mutter. I daven three minyanim, and I learned in the morning and learned at night, but I watched 9 hours of football. It's mutter. It's mutter, but is that what the Rebbe Shlomo wants to be doing? Is that Kaddish Atzmach B'Mutter Lach? It's not Kaddish Atzmach B'Mutter Lach. It's overindulging in some sort of pleasure. Kaddish Atzmach B'Mutter Lach means that I have to work on my Taifa Shal Heter. Yaakov is Oisios, Ekev, Kaddish Atzmach B'Mutter Lach. And this is something that each and every one of us has to do. It went much longer than I wanted. I have to get to the Torah, which I planned on saying. So let's give over another answer, which is just as much chizuk. There's a Gemara, and again, why Yaakov Avinu was saying Shema at this moment. There's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We say this quickly, but Mamish is a Torah that could change all of our lives. And Shayach to hear. There's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says that our whole lives are avoided to defeat the Yetzirah. La'ilam yargiz adam yetzotova yetzohara. Our whole life the yetzotova to be the yetzohara. Let's say im nitcho mutav, if you're victorious, great. Im lav, what should you do? Let's say you're not being matzliach. You feel the yetzohara strong. You're giving in to taivishal iser even. First step, yasuk b'torah. Sit and learn Torah. Torah tavlin. Abarati yetzohara, abarati yetzohara tavlin. Torah is our clarity, kimin emret b'torah. Torah defeats yetzohara. Torah is tavlin, is a spice. It gives us what does the spice do? It makes the life tasty. Life ruchni is tasty. It helps us defeat the Yetzihara. Im nitzcho mutav, if that works, great. Im lav, yikra kriyashma. If the learning Torah doesn't work, the Gemara says you have to say kriyashma. Kriyashma is a specific type of Torah. What specific type of Torah? V'hav tashem lakecha b'chol avav b'chol nafshecha. It's a specific Torah that's a musr, it's a chizik, to remember I can't give in, I have to defeat the Yetzihara. And the Gemara goes on, if that's good, not if not, mention the day of death. What does it mean, mention the day of death? It doesn't mean be depressed and walk away around somber. It means recognize, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I don't know when I'm going to have to go to Olam Habas. It's din v'dayon. There's going to be a judgment day. Remember, I'm going to be held responsible for my actions. It's a chizik. We find it throughout Pirkei Avos, throughout all different Chazal, that Yasker Yom Ha'Mitzvah is a big chizik to defeat Yetzirah. So you have a three-prong attack. You have a three-prong attack. Besides for the chizuk we learned until now, which was working on Inyane Heter. We have to be Oisik B'Torah. We have to Zok Kriyashma, which is V'Hat Hashem Al-Gachah B'Chol Bav Chol Nashra Shema Yisra Hashem Al-Kinah Shem Achad. And finally, we have to Yaskir Yom Amisa. These are all beautiful Eitzas, Shal. These are Eitzas on the highest of levels. These are Eitzas, this is Torah Amar Levi Barcham Amar Shem Ben Lakish. This is Eitzes of the Gemara. If we feel ourselves slipping and falling, what to do? Sit and learn more Torah. Say Kriya Shema with Kavana. Think about those words that we're supposed to be saying at least twice a day. Many of us up to four times a day. Think about the words. And Yasker Yom Amisa. Comes along Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, as we just explained in the earlier Torah, was so sensitive to Ruchnis. Yaakov Avinu, who's a Yaakov Avinu who doesn't want to be involved even in Yonei Shel Heter. Yaakov Avinu. So he's on his way. He's living in Kedusha Tower in Eretz Yisrael. He now has to go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Zima. Mitzrayim was we think the ethics and morals in New York in Times Square is low. We don't even know what Mitzrayim was. Mitzrayim, the Mamish Gili Arayas, Mamish scary. So Yaakov is on the way down. And he was so in tune to Kedusha, so in tune to Ruchnis. He felt it. He felt it on the way down. And he felt, therefore, he felt Yetzirah being stronger. So what does one do on the if you feel the Yetzirah winning, the Yetzirah getting stronger? What do we just say? What's the first step? Yasuk B'Torah. So we find, Bas Yehuda Shalach Lefanov. We all know very famously, Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Ches. You have to look at this inside to see it. Bas Yehuda Shalach Lefanov, as Rashi points out, based on Chazal, that he went to set up Bati Midrashos. He went to set up Beis Talmud Shemisham Tei Torah. He was Oisek B'Torah. The very next Pasuk, Yaakov Avinu gets to the border of Mitzrayim. That's where Yosef Tzadik met him. He couldn't leave Mitzrayim, Yosef, his second command. So he meets his father at the border. The border of Mitzrayim, the Yetzirah is much stronger. I feel it even stronger. I feel all of the Tumah of Mitzrayim. I have to take the next step. The next step, what's the Gemara tell us? Say Kriya Shema. Most important, yeah, I want to hug my son. Yeah, I want to kiss my son. But first and foremost, I have to work on my taiva, I have to work on Yetzirah. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Shebachar. I'm not going to give in. V'hatas Hashem Elokeach b'chol b'chokon Ashcho. Then he obviously embraces his son and kisses his son, and they enter into Mitzrayim. When he enters into Mitzrayim, the tum is even stronger, right? The very next pasuk, mamish, these are three pasukim in a row. What's the very next pasuk? Vayomer Yisrael Yosef. Yisrael says to Yosef, Amusa pama achirisias panacha. Now I can die in peace. Now that I've seen your face, now I can die in peace. Very next pasuk, Yaskir Yom Amisa. As he enters into Mitzrayim, and he feels the tumah, he feels the taiv even stronger. Three psukim in a row. Yaakovinu, as the taiv and the tumah is getting stronger and stronger, he takes the eitzah of the Gemara. He already, perhaps, the Gemara is based on this, perhaps we could even suggest, that it understood Yaakov was teaching us how to do away, how to fight Yetzirah. First, Torah Tavel and Yasek B'Torah. If that doesn't work specifically, the chizik of the Torah, the musud, the Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Shem Echad, the Hatzah Shem Lekach Kol Lekach. If that doesn't work, Yasker Yom Amisa. Yasker Yom Amisa mentioned that day of death. Understand that life is precious. Understand every moment in this world, I have to be grabbing on to that time. You guys in this room, I believe you started already. Some of you are in the midst or getting to a Ben Azmanin where you have more time on your hands. You have more time on your hands. It's more time to be involved in Ruchnias, to recognize what our Avodah Hashem is for, what our Avodah Tafkid HaChaim Ba'ilam is. And here we have a lot of chizik to first and foremost be working B'inyone Heter, even B'Taivash Al Heter, as Yaakovina taught us. To be Isaac B'Torah, to say Kriya Shema with Kavan, to be Yaskir and Misa, and ultimately in that Tzchus will be Matzliach, and we will win and defeat with our Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara, and be Zeicher only to Geula and Shua.